Great Country Q94. We are back. We've still got Billy Joe Jones here in the studio, and you sang live for us, which mm-hmm. sounded amazing.
Thank you.
And we've
Thank
been playing your song right now, Kind of Girl. And I'm really, really excited because you are going to be performing at Stump Dodger Bash in Gays Mills coming up July 5th and 6th. And the radio station is very involved with Stump Dodger mm-hmm. Bash. And I remember talking on the phone to your radio promoter and saying, yes. I need a girl that can hold her own on stage and kind of fill this slot. Do you have anybody? And she said, YouTube Billy Joe Jones. And I called her back and I was like, I want her. How do we do this?
That's awesome.
So we were talking about your live show. And like mm-hmm. I said, if you heard what you, or if you liked what you heard just a little bit ago, you can come see yes. you at Stump Dodger
With
Bash.
With my full band.
With your full band. Yeah. I know. I cannot wait. Talk just a little bit about life on the road and kind of putting that full band together. And, you know, you've talked about performing since you were young, but how does that really all come together?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can just kind of start from the beginning a little bit, is that I've always known I wanted to be a singer. Like, I've wanted to perform. I've wanted, you know, to make it. I took a little detour. I got married and had kiddos. And so I kind of put that on the back burner for a little bit. And then now it's just been, that's music's it. Like, that's all I want to do. It's all I've ever wanted to do. And now I have a great team behind me that can make that happen. So I'm excited to get out there and, you know, be out there more. I mean, I've always, you know, sang my whole life, but you really got to have a great team behind you in order to get all this done. So we're working really hard doing that. Life on the road is, it's so fun. We're not in the tour bus or like, you know, we don't have that just yet. I'm sure that's going to be hopefully soon, but very interesting whenever it does, because we're used to either meeting up at wherever we're playing, or we'll, you know, ride together in a vehicle and it's not, you know, too crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. I can only imagine. I'm sitting here thinking of a couple of my band members, and I'm like, oh man, I don't know.
I don't know how this is gonna work.
Yeah, can I throw them out on the side of the road? Or I guess I need them, don't I, for my next show? No, they're fine. But yeah, I love it. I love going and traveling and playing music, whether it's, you know, acoustic or full band shows. We're definitely loving getting out of Texas. I love Texas, but I'm excited to get out of Texas. I love
to
travel.
I was going to say, can you be a Texan and not say you love Texas?
I know. You
do
can't.
They won't let you back in.
They might kick me out if I say that. No, I really do love Texas. But I've always loved to travel and you know, be at new places and see new things and meet new people. So we're excited to get out of Texas. We've got several shows lined up from Texas to Louisiana to Kansas to Wisconsin to Nebraska. We're kind of all over the place this summer. So I'm excited to get out there and travel around some more.
And we're excited to have you again, Stump Dodger Bash. It's July 5th and 6th. I believe you're there on that Friday.
Yes, I'm on the 5th.
Yes, so that's going to be very, very excited. And you were talking just before you started playing that you have an album coming out.
I do. My first ever country album is coming out this summer. We're going to be doing a pre-sale link pretty soon. We're going to do a limited edition vinyl, which is going to be awesome because I love vinyl. Like, a little about me is that I love to go to random places like antique stores or wherever and like pick up all the vinyls that they have. That's my goal. I love it. I have way too many, honestly, in my collection. But I'm excited for the vinyl. I'm excited for this album. I have been recording with Kent Wells in Nashville, which is Dolly mm-hmm. Parton's producer. So that's been phenomenal getting to work with him. So we've got 10 songs ready to go, but I'm, you know, a right now kind of girl, and I'm ready for that to get out because I'm like even more excited for the other album that we're like currently writing right now to be able to go in and record. So
because albums don't just happen overnight.
No, they don't. It takes a while. It does. It takes a while. And I'm excited. Like, there's just so much going on at once right now, and I'm ready to get the album out there, and so everyone can hear all the music we've been working on for the past like year and a half now. So
I mean, it was a weird time in there with COVID, and and weird things happened, and nothing. The world was upside down. Mm-hmm. It was a weird time. So it feels so good now to be back into like a normal.
Yeah, a little bit. We're close. We're getting closer to normal.
We are.
And getting closer.
You know, like, I was actually just joking with somebody. I'm like, I feel like there was almost like this period where like everything went stagnant. And I kind of said, I feel like we're going to have this weird period where we're not going to have like new movies. We're not going to have new like music because nobody could do anything. Yeah. And it does take so long. Mm-hmm. And now it's like all of that creativity that was like kind of stifled during COVID is all coming out. And I'm like,
it is.
I'm so excited. Like, I want all of the new stuff.
Yes.
So yeah, we're awesome. So excited to have your new album coming out. Yes. We're so excited to have you at some Dodger Bash. Cannot wait for that. So thank you for coming.
Yes, thank
but
you
before
for
you go,
me.
We're going to talk a little bit about your single right now, Kind of Girl, because it is in the Music Row chart. It's in the top 40.
Yes.
And we've been playing it here on the station. So talk just a little bit about the song before I play it.
Yeah. So Right Now, Kind of Girl, I actually didn't write this song. It's a song that I wish I would have wrote and probably could have wrote. because when I met this guy sitting right here next to me that I brought with me, he's my chauffeur this week. I love being able to say that because he's the owner of the record label. So okay. I have to be a little sassy sometimes. But he actually wrote this song a few years ago. And when he met me, he was like, I think I have a song that you're going to like. And I was like, okay. So I listened to it and I was like, that's it. Like, that's the song. Like, I got to have the song. And we both agreed, like, we had to put it out to radio. So it was my first single out to radio. And it's had a great response. I mean, the streams on Spotify and, you know, going number one in Texas. And now we're top 40 for the first time of us ever pushing anything to, you know, Music Row. It's incredible. So Right Now, Kind of Girl is a song about a girl that just wants things to happen right here, right now. And you're a little impatient because that's how I am. And you also don't like to lose at games. Like, I'm the kind that's like, I'm going to flip the table over if I'm losing. Not really, but in my head, I like want to do that.
Yes.
I'm not that aggressive. But yeah, I love the song, and I think a lot of other people have loved it as well. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much. You can find Billie Jo Jones on social media, Spotify, all the places. Billie, B-I-L-L-I-E, Jo Jones.
Yes.
We can't wait to have you back for Stump Dodger Bash.
I can't wait.
And
soon.
Here it is right now. It's Right Now, Kind of Girl on Q94.